Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down. The ancient Jewish anointing is merging into the new covenant Gentile Christian anointing to form something that never existed before. Paul calls it one new man, or the body of Messiah. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be, as my guest Danny Stain says, mesmerized by Jesus. And the word mesmerized means enthralled, fascinated, awestruck, captivated. But Danny, your revelation on worship is so significant that some of my good friends and heroes of the faith, Roland and Heidi Baker, like to just sit where you're worshiping or go to a conference. Explain what you're after in worship.
Well, you know, when I've been doing worship now for, well, since the early 80s, and I loved it, and I always believed that passion had to be a key to worship, that passionless worship is not worship at all. It's just singing songs. And so when the Lord began doing some things here in Columbia, we...
And your ministry is affectionately called MO, or Mountain of Worship, in Columbia, South Carolina. Why is it called Mountain of Worship?
Well, actually, the Lord gave me a vision in 1987, and in that vision, I saw a flat plain, and from it emerged this mountain that exploded volcanically over the region, over the United States and around the world. And he said that I would see that one day. And in 2003, in a worship event, after my period of extreme frustration that I had and wanting to see God do more, I had this vision again, an open vision. And the Lord showed me the same thing. And then he said, you haven't seen this yet, but you're about to move back to Columbia, South Carolina, and see this thing happen. A few days later, Bob Jones called, and we spoke, and he said, you're going to be moving back to Columbia to see this thing happen. And so that was really the inception of it, was the late 2003. And when we began gathering, we gathered around just worshiping and loving each other for a couple of years. And then when the Lord began pulling things together, he said, Danny, don't do it the same way you've always done it. And so we pulled worship leaders and worship teams from all over the place, and we kind of smashed them together into a room, and we said, figure out how to do something fresh that's never been done before, where there's a free flow, where there's an honoring of one another, where it's not going to be about you, but it's going to be about him coming. And what emerged was phenomenal. I've never been a part of any worship anywhere that has had the explosive nature of this. We don't worship for slotted times. We worship until it's done, until we're in his presence and he says...
Well, wait, don't you have to allow time for the offering and the messages and the announcements?
You know, we often just have a basket somewhere that people just know that I guess we better just do the offering whenever it can be done. And
No. Don't you have to preach for 45 minutes to hype the group to get a psychologically manipulated amount of money?
You know, on our Saturday night, Sid, we don't even know who's going to speak next. We come in totally prepared ourselves, and by that I don't mean prepared messages ourselves. I mean prepared, that we are prepared. We are the vessels, and so we're wells, and the Lord has a dancing hand, if you will, through the meetings. We've had as many as 8 people speak in a night, and sometimes that has not included any of the team that is a part of Mount of Worship. It's something where the Lord does what he wants to do.
He's been waiting so long for this. What you're describing is a Hebrew word. It's called hofesh, and in English it means freedom.
It is. It is major freedom. In fact, we do that with our conferences. Our conference speakers don't know when they're speaking. I've had a few of them who are very familiar with ongoing conferences, and they say, "When am I speaking? What session?" And we'll say, "We don't know yet," because we really want to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and we want to be instantly sensitive. We want Him to be able to move wherever He wants to move, and that the goal of this is not hearing a speaker. The goal of this is His presence. We want Him there. We don't care if any of us speak. We just want Him there.
Danny, someone that wants this breakthrough but hasn't really achieved it, I would like you to be a Holy Spirit coach right now. Tell them what they do. They put on a CD that touches their heart, and what would you recommend they do?
Oh, absolutely. You know, just go with it. Don't we so often question things, whether it's going to be acceptable or not.
Well, what if they don't feel anything?
You know, the whole thing is they have to believe that God's going to touch them in worship if they're going to worship. Until they get there, they're going to be a little stuck.
So you're describing what the Bible calls faith.
That's right. That's exactly right. Faith is not, you know, I liken faith to a high dive. And most people will go to the top of the high dive and will look over at the pool and will say, "Now I'm going to dive off in faith and it's going to be wonderful." But in fact, when you get to the top of the high dive and you look down at the pool, there's no water in the pool. And the Lord says, "Go ahead and dive." And we have developed a mentality where we've developed cobwebs on our lives, because we'll say, "Lord, you fill the pool with water and I'll go. Lord, you provide for me to go to the nations and we'll go.
You give me the feeling and I'll worship."
That's right. Exactly. And it's not that way. It's a matter of diving off of that diving board and saying, "Lord, I believe that you're going to fill this pool up on the way down, because you've called me to worship. That's what I'm created for. We've been created to worship. We've been created from the beginning of the world. We've been established as being worshipers. The problem is that we don't believe that God really loves what we do. And if we believe that He loved what we did, we would absolutely just jump into it. And that's where the joy of the Lord really is anyways.
You know, there's so many fascinating things, and we're featuring your new book, These Walk on Water. And I have to tell you, Mishpocha, if you are just have a plain, holy dissatisfaction with where you are, you've messed up. Maybe you haven't even messed up, but you're backslidden and you won't even admit it to yourself. Danny, is there hope for them?
There is incredible hope for them. In fact, I love the heart of God for restoration and for God pulling people in who have not experienced their vision and destiny. I believe that that's part of the job that we have, is to pull people into their destiny now.
And that's what this book does. But, you know, this is really outrageous. I mean, I've heard of people that get up to speak and they really don't have notes or an agenda, and they just totally yield to the Holy Spirit. I just heard what you said, Danny, about the way you worship and you hold your meetings. But you were at a meeting in San Francisco, and God spoke to the pastor there about a new way to do movies. Explain.
He did, actually. Well, because he was watching our worship and realizing what we were doing was so revolutionary, and he said, he came to me, he said, "I've never seen worship done like this." He said, he says, "You're changing the way things are being done." And then he said that the Lord spoke to him and said, "Richard, you're going to do the same thing with the movie industry." He's working on right now a major movie production.
What do you mean by the same thing in making a movie?
Well, there is a spontaneity that happens in the midst of our worship, and a freedom and a release. And we believe that the thing that we're after is the stream of the Holy Spirit. We want to flow in that for as long as it's flowing.
So are you saying to me that they might have a script, but at any point the Holy Spirit can get them off the script in a professional Hollywood motion picture?
Actually, the likelihood is that they will have an outline, but they will have no script. And that everything...
That's a lot of money to be investing to do it that way. I mean, even with scripts, you have to take retakes and retakes.
Yes, but they believe that they can do it. Their budget is huge. It is very huge. And they believe that they can do it. They have to find the right people to do it, because they have to find people not only willing to move by the Spirit, but also able to really operate in the Spirit. But isn't that what the Lord's been doing, even with people in the media, is speaking that these things are going to happen? And I just think that they're going to be jumping off pretty soon in doing this. I'm pretty excited about it.
Danny, the book we're featuring, your new book that has forewords by Randy Clark and Roland and Heidi Baker, called These Walk on Water. You say that this book calls people into their destiny. What do you mean?
I believe that in order for us all to accomplish that which God's called us to do, we must walk in faith. We must fulfill the vision that God placed inside of us at the foundation of the earth. That God's not calling us to kill our visions. He's calling us to, in fact, resurrect our visions. And that we aren't supposed to bury them behind other men's visions. We're supposed to fulfill those visions. Paul said, "I have not failed to accomplish the vision God gave me in reaching Asia," and that's a transliteration. But basically, my heart is to pull people into that place where they're accomplishing everything that God had for them to do, whether that be in the arts, whether that be in business, whether that be in media, whatever role it is, that we need to pull people into that place. But they can't be pulled into that without faith. They have to step over the whole boat. They have to be able to throw the second leg over.
Isn't that, in fact, what your whole book does? It challenges people to get out of the boat, but it does it in an anointed fashion, not a condemning fashion.
Well, you know, if Jesus is on the other side of the water, I don't know anyone who wouldn't want to walk to him.
Donation of $15, These Walk on Water. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.